Shut up and sit down.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Wham, bam! What the fuck just happened?
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential newsletter to log the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's September 26th, 2017. Welcome to day 250. The big story today is the use of private email servers by members of the Trump administration. Reuters, New York Times, and ABC News are reporting that the House Oversight Committee asked the White House for information about the use of private emails for government duties by Jared Kushner and five other current and former senior aides. At least six of Trump's closest advisors, including Steve Bannon, Reince Priebus, Gary Cohn, Stephen Miller, and Ivanka Trump, have used private email addresses to discuss White House matters. Elijah Cummings said the committee would examine whether administration officials were, quote, deliberately trying to circumvent federal laws by using private, personal, or alias email addresses to conduct official government business, end quote. Hillary Clinton weighed in on the controversy.
It's just the height of hypocrisy. It is something that, if they were sincere about, I think you'd have Republican members of Congress calling for an investigation. I haven't heard that.
It's not illegal for White House officials to use private email accounts, as long as they forward work-related messages to their government accounts to keep the records preserved. Next up, CNN and Bloomberg are reporting that Mitch McConnell told Republicans in a closed-door meeting that the Senate will not vote on the Graham-Cassidy bill to repeal Obamacare. It appears that opposition by Susan Collins, John McCain, and Rand Paul was enough to sink the legislation. Meanwhile, Politico, Axios, and Forbes are reporting that Senate Republicans are discussing whether to merge another Obamacare repeal effort into tax reform. They would use budget reconciliation, which would allow them to pass the legislation with just 50 votes. Republicans now have two options: attempt to pass both health care and tax reform for the fiscal 2018 budget, or take up a budget for fiscal 2019 early next year and address an Obamacare repeal in that budget. Doing so would put healthcare back in the spotlight during the 2018 midterm elections. The CBO said the latest Senate health bill would cause millions of people to lose comprehensive health insurance over the next decade. Next, Roger Stone rejected all allegations of collusion between Trump's associates and Russia during the 2016 election. Reuters and the Washington Post are reporting that House of Representatives Intelligence Committee members met in a closed hearing where Trump's longtime ally denied that he had any contact with Russian operatives during the campaign. Stone also denied that he had any advanced knowledge that emails of Clinton's campaign chairman would be hacked and have his emails released by WikiLeaks, despite tweeting days before that John Podesta's, quote, time in the barrel would soon be coming. Next, CNN, Yahoo, Business Insider, and Politico are reporting that Robert Mueller could start interviewing current and former White House staff as soon as this week. On Mueller's shortlist is Reince Priebus, Sean Spicer, Hope Hicks, Don McGahn, Josh Raffel, and James Burnham. In related news, Trump's former campaign manager Paul Manafort has said that he's been informed by Mueller that he will be indicted as part of the FBI's Russia probe. Mueller has been looking at Manafort's possible financial and tax crimes, his contacts with Russian officials, and his work as a foreign agent with links to the Kremlin and Ukraine's pro-Russia Party of Regions. A Democratic senator said he's, quote, 99% sure Michael Flynn will also be indicted. Next, the New York Times says Wisconsin's strict voter ID laws kept nearly 17,000 registered voters from the polls in the November election. The November turnout in Wisconsin, which came in at 69.4% of eligible voters, was the lowest in a presidential election year since 2000. Trump defeated Clinton by 22,748 votes. Next, Bloomberg, CNN, The New York Times, and The Hill reporting that Trump will travel to Puerto Rico next week to survey damage from Hurricane Maria after tweeting that the Caribbean island was broken and in deep trouble because of its outdated infrastructure and large debt. San Juan's mayor responded to Trump saying, quote, you don't put debt above people, you put people above debt, end quote. Puerto Rico's governor said the island was on the brink of a humanitarian crisis, stressing that the United States Commonwealth deserved the same treatment as hurricane-ravaged states. Trump also had this to say about Puerto Rico.
We've worked very, very hard in Puerto Rico. It's very tough because it's an island. In Texas, we can ship the trucks right out there, and, you know, we can do, we've gotten A pluses on Texas and on Florida. And we will also on Puerto Rico. But the difference is this is an island sitting in the middle of an ocean. And it's a big ocean. It's a very big ocean.
And finally, a new poll from the New York Times shows that 54% of Americans don't know that Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens. Puerto Rico is not a state and does not vote in presidential elections, but they do send one non-voting representative to Congress. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest updates and headlines brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.